I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Jennifer Bowman. Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So your reporting has exposed a whole lot more of this investigation. Now, we should start by saying Wanda Green is being investigated but has not been charged with anything
right, by
federal authorities. But you found that she received a retention incentive. Sounds like a very large bonus. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty complicated program that seems like county officials just now are kind of discovering what kind of bonuses, what kind of incentives, and just how much these salaries have been impacted by it. So what you saw was a couple years ago, the county started a retention incentive program, and that was basically to stop the bleeding of too many employees taking advantage of an early retirement program. So what they did is they the County Board of Commissioners gave Wanda Green the authority to implement this program, choose who got the incentives, and basically it was meant to help keep the eligible employees to stay. And it offered the same thing that you saw with the early retirement program, 1 year salary paid over 3 years. So you can imagine how that impacts the salaries of those who received them. You're seeing salaries that are far, far higher than what you would think or what had been previously been reported, because all you were seeing was the base salary.
Who was allowed to award these incentives?
So Wanda Green had full discretion. She gave herself the retention incentive, and at least 9 others received it. And included in that list are some of the highest paid employees you see there already, whether it's Diane Price, who oversees budget, assistant county managers, John Creighton, Mandy Stone, who's now the county manager, and one of the recipients was her sister, Irene Wolf.
Initially, how was she going to award these? Because that seems to be a bit of what the controversy is now as to who ended up getting these and what she said at the time and all that. So dive into that a little bit for us.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing is more than the retention incentives that are becoming to come to light. You're seeing these bonuses, and you're also seeing a 1.5% raise that the commissioners okayed last year that was expected to go to the lowest paid employees. What you saw was that was not the case. 15 of those people who received the 1.5% bonus made more than $100,000. And some of those were the same people who received that retention incentive. So you went from Wanda Green, who gave herself the 1.5% raise also. She had a base salary of $241,000. Well, in the last 6 months, given some bonuses she had given herself, given the retention incentive, and then a retirement benefit just for retiring that most people are eligible for, you know, in 6 months, she made over $500,000.
What has been the reaction, at least in the county government level, to this? Now that they know this is what was happening. Again, no charges have been leveled, and we can talk later about the legality of this, but what has at least been the reaction from the current county commissioners to try to stop this from happening?
Yeah, I will say that commissioners were very, there were 3 commissioners who spoke with news media last week when all this information was released, and they've have been pretty forthcoming about these things. County staff has said that they're just now discovering these things and they're trying to piece everything together. And in all fairness, the county commissioners have made some moves where they've changed some policies, like ending this retention incentive program, ending the early retirement program, you know, capping the number of bonuses, the limits, and making sure that there's more notification. But I think, you know, even past commissioners, you're seeing a lot of shock, and I think it's fair to say outrage from the public. You know, government, I don't think people typically once thought that government wasn't where you were making the big bucks, but you're seeing these very large salaries, and a lot of people are wondering, you know, how can this be and how can it be changed?
In particular, there was one document that you were able to get through public records request that the paper published. What was that document? What's the significance of it to this investigation?
Yeah, I think there should be some more questions coming up around that. It was the agreement for the retention incentive. And so everyone who received the retention incentive agreement had this agreement on file. The only one that wasn't signed was Wanda Green's. And in that file, you see how long they agree to stay in order to receive the incentive, how much they would get from the incentive, and the signing off of that person and the former human resources director. And what's so interesting is that the legality of that comes into play, right? People wonder how can you have an agreement if it isn't signed. And so I think there will be a lot of questions about that. The county would not speculate on any type of lawsuit or even if any of this stuff is related to the federal investigation. Let's be clear about that. This was just some stuff that they've decided to come out in response to public records requests that have come naturally as people are trying to find more information with that investigation. So I think that'll be something that people should, you know, really keep an eye on.
And again, federal prosecutors have given no details on what they might be looking at. If this is it, though, you're talking about the questions of legality. Is there something to this of legality of awarding these retention incentives to people, including her sister? Is this legal, illegal? Is there anything to this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think county lawyers are probably trying to figure that out right now. I think certainly, again, since they wouldn't speculate about a lawsuit or anything, I think it is important to note, though, that there is an unsigned agreement. Seemingly, the retention incentive program and all these things were signed off and authorized in budget ordinances and seemingly legal. Now, I don't know if that's the case. On face value, it looks that way. But I think those are things that will have to be answered as things come along and as the county releases more information.
Jennifer Bowman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.